You guys good? Let's move on to
Let's go Predator 2.
Predator 2, 1990, directed by Stephen Hopkins. And I got to admit, I watched it 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing it in its entirety growing up.
Really? Oh.
I remember seeing pieces of it. Okay. I remember him being on the ship at the end. I remember my boy Busey getting chopped in half.
Yes.
Remember Freeze. Things like that. But I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, that was in my teens and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, I remember Die Hard. It came out a couple years before that.
Die Hard 2?
One.
88.
Okay. Die Hard 2 came out the same year as Predator 2, and that's why they kind of remind me of it.
And the same year as RoboCop 2. That's the ultimate trilogy for 1990.
Okay, now check this out. Here's, and these aren't knocks on the movie. I'm just saying these are things that I noticed, okay? Predator 2, 1990, is 1 year after Lethal Weapon 2 and 3 years after the first Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
I had a problem differentiating Mike Harrigan from Roger Murtaugh, especially Murtaugh's captain is from Lethal Weapon is actually on his team in Predator 2.
Yes.
And also you had Gary Busey, who was, of course, Joshua from the first Lethal Weapon. But having said that, I looked the other way on that. Okay. You know what I mean? I thought it was a solid follow-up.
Okay.
It doesn't compare to me, but I thought it was solid. I wasn't feeling the mask. It reminded me somewhat of a duck. It was like kind of like a long
I can see that. Like the like the fucking Anaheim Ducks.
Yes, something like that. Shout out Howard the Duck, too.
Howard the Duck.
Dude, leave that man alone. Howard's the fucking greatest.
So I wasn't feeling kind of the close-ups of the Predator reacting to things. It kind of funnied it up a little bit for me. But those are small things. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the, it was what, like almost like a three-way of people fighting each other, right? You had the Jamaicans.
Right.
Yep.
The Colombians.
The Colombians.
Right. Cops.
The LAPD.
Ruben Blades. He was fucking great in it.
I will
he was fucking
Daddy
Boy.
Dope in that. Blade,
Ruben Blades.
Ruben Blades. Yeah, he was doping it.
He was doping a lot of things that just doesn't show up anymore.
Yeah, your girl from Running Man.
Yeah. And then what's her name? What's his name? He got killed by the alien.
Bill Paxton. The man.
Yeah, Bill Paxton.
He got killed by the Terminator alien. And
He got killed by the, you said the alien?
Yeah.
Yep.
Xenomorph, the Yatcha, and then the T-1.
The T-800.
Oh, yeah. That's
1984.
Yeah. He kind of reminded me of his character in Aliens.
A little bit.
He felt like more like the character from True Lies.
Yes, that's true.
Are you sure he wasn't Hudson's great grandfather?
Maybe.
Yeah, it could have been. And Glover is always my boy. Shout out Danny Glover there. Yep. Right when
Riggs!
You asshole. You know, which he said a few times in Predator 2. Yeah. Predator 2 was cool. You know, it had some good moments. Mm-hmm. I love the lighting, especially within the buildings. It was very Aliens-esque. If you remember, Glover had to take over the headphones from the other dude as they were watching.
Yes.
And that was probably an ode to Aliens.
Right.
But I didn't have a problem.
You're talking about the butcher shop.
In the butcher shop, because dude froze up.
The meat plant.
Yeah. And I picked up on that, too, when I watched it today. I was like, oh, that was fucking kind of... If that was intentional, that was a cool little slide in.
I love it.
But my guy from...
My bodyguard, yes.
He was in it, And then, of course, your boy Morton Downey Jr. played Tony Pope.
He was dope.
Tony Pope.
He was great.
He was
great.
So I didn't have a
Morton
problem.
Morton Downey Jr. was really good in that.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem. What say you guys on Predator 2?
Okay, so...
But let me ask you this, though, real quick. I know you said you didn't like as much as the first one. What was it about that you felt like it kind of just came up short?
Probably the whole get off my lawn kind of thing. You know, I don't want to... Well, it's not like the first one, but I'm trying to differentiate that.
Mm-hmm.
I think... I'd love the jungle setting. And by the way, the beginning of Predator 2 was dope. If you remember, it went over the trees, making you think, and then it pans up.
Yeah.
I felt with the first Predator, the simplicity there of one jungle, a small team.
Makes sense.
Going, you know, and I love the simplicity of things like the first Friday, you know, three houses, and not to get off tangent here, but. When you get to Predator 2, there's a lot going on. Like I mentioned, you know, the four different things going on. I understand you got to change things up, but I didn't hate it. I wouldn't call it a remote dropper quite yet. Maybe halfway a remote dropper, you know. But yeah, I didn't hate it. I just, you know, like I said, I'm going to be biased from the first one.
Of course, and that goes without question. All right, so I love Predator 2. Predator 2, Dude, it's a remote dropper to me. It was the only one we had for like a soup, like what, 12 years? Yep. No, 14 years.
Really?
So, yeah, because it came out in 1990, and then Alien vs. Predator.
14 years later. August 2024.
So I used to watch the shit out of both of them back to back to back, and then I would read the comics, Batman vs. Alien. It set off a whole bit of mythology. They upped the weapons. The kill count was iller.
Yep.
Right? You see, he had, you know, like that little, the net that would just rip through people.
Yep.
The weaponry was sicker. So the technology was doper. And then, like you said, there's a lot of going on, but then it whittles down.
Yes.
So, like, at first it starts off where it's the cops versus the Colombians that were beefing with the Jamaicans, and then it starts to whittle down. And then the Colombians get taken out. Then the Jamaicans start getting the King Willie. He goes, "He cannot kill what cannot be killed," and he's throwing the bones, and he gets killed. He gets murked out.
I love that scene, by the way.
Me too, especially when the predator drops in the water and the water just
passes. And he rips up the sword, and then you hear the scream, and he's fucking, and it cuts real quick, and you see like the mouth open, so you're thinking he's screaming, and it's not. He's just, you hear the echoes of his scream after he's walking out, after he killed him.
Ill. Yo, Predator 2, I think, is the most underestimated sequel in like sequel history. And let me tell you, my biggest problem for years, Vito, was the fact it was Danny Glover.
Oh, I love that it was Danny, though.
No. It took me until like maybe 95, 96.
Really?
To really say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because Arnold was so larger than life.
Yes.
And so, but then, I got older and I realized, okay, they were going for the everyman.
Well, kind of,
with Danny Glover.
Let me ask you. So, is it, perfect analogy would be this. Going from Hulk Hogan in 1980 to Lex Luger in 1990.
No. It would be going from Hulk Hogan to Bret Hart. Because Bret Hart was the working man's champion.
Okay, fair
and
enough,
he had
fair
to
enough.
Really worked to beat his the villains. Yes. While Hulk Hogan would just, you know.
They were just giants.
Right.
And if I can jump in now.
Go ahead.
Fucking, dude, I love the gonzo action of this. This thing was over the fucking top.
It was a canon movie, but that got interrupted just like the original.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see that, but you know what?
Like a Charles Bronson bananas cop movie.
Here's the thing, though. I could see that to a degree, but I can't fully co-sign that only because canon would have just been so off kilter, where I don't think this is off kilter. This is straight gonzo, like just the over the top action, but shot well. And the movie felt bigger. And I know Mike brought up how the simplicity of the first one, where this one, it made sense for a sequel. You go fucking bigger.
You have to.
I mean, dude, he's in LA.
Right. Which was
is so much bigger than the fucking jungle. You have people in the crowds, all this shit's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's chasing and what have you. Yeah. And then, dude, the violence. Dude, this is like peak
90s, early 90s violence.
I would say peak 80s violence, because remember, it goes from after 1990, it goes into the 90s, right? Everything got soft in 90. I wouldn't say it got soft in 91, but I felt a little bit more sanitized. Or RoboCop 2, Die Hard 2, and Predator 2, I felt like.
Were the last of the 80s movies?
Yes, this was like, if you're going to, it wasn't as blood. Again, they toned down the blood, but the violence was so much more. Like, I mean, the opening scene, you have like obscene gestures where they're grabbing their dick, telling the cops to suck their dick while they're smoking, snorting coke.
All coked out.
Dude, I was like, yes, I fucking love this. Yeah. Coked out dudes naked grabbing their Johnson, telling the cops to suck their dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't get no better than that.
Naked chick there.
Yeah, naked chick. Dude, that was later on when they killed the Jamaicans come to kill the drug lord.
Yes,
yeah,
dude, she's totally fucking him like an animal. And here's what's crazy about it. Full front end nudity.
Right.
From both male and female.
The only Predator movie with any nudity.
And it was crazy. And again, I don't look for that, but it's like, what I look for is like, how much are they pushing this movie? And this movie was so hard. And I agree with you in the fact that this movie was highly underrated, and I don't know why, because
it gets a lot of flack. A lot of people hate it. I like the dialogue. I think Danny Glover's funny in it.
He's fucking dope in it.
His squad is great. He has a great squad.
Dude, you know, here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. So the comic book from Dark Horse came out a year before the movie. They took some things from the comic book. So there was the subway scene was actually done in the comic book. I read that on IMDb, and if it's wrong, I apologize for that, folks. But I was like, oh, shit. So I want to go back and get some of those comics just to kind of check that out. But yeah, we do know Dark Horse had the license already for
that.
I think they had like at least two series was already out before the movie came out. And I think while they were making the movie, like, I like that. Let's do the subway scene here. The set pieces were fucking amazing.
Yeah, super dope.
You talked about the opening scene. Let's talk about the fucking subway, dude, where everything's fucking blinking.
Yep, that part is so hard, and you see him just
coming closer and closer, and then he starts fucking everybody up in a subway
because they all have guns, so he doesn't know who the patrons
are. He sees everybody. He just sees everybody as this open season. Right. That's how big the movie is. The movie, so original Predator, you're right, small and intimate,
right?
Dude, he's fucking people up with no discretion on a subway.
But then what's her name's pregnant.
Yes, I liked how you wouldn't.
And then he saw that, and then he threw her down.
From who though?
We don't know.
No, it was a cop. It was a female cop.
No. But he's saying who was the dad? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, who's the dad of the?
Oh, we don't.
I don't know. I don't know because Danny Glover looked kind of weird when he said, "Oh, she's pregnant."
He damn sure did. And
oh damn.
He might have been. Like,
yeah. Well, he might have had old girl.
He gave her the rigs.
But
he was like, "Here's my lethal weapon."
But you know what was cool though? When we talked about adding to the mythology without contradicting anything, they came forward.
Oh no,
this showed they won't kill anything.
Right.
Real game hunters.
Yes.
Will not kill anything that's. I'm assuming won't kill anything that's pregnant because that's what it's based off. Real game hunters, right? So he saw that she was pregnant, but Bill Paxton's character, dude. Okay, let's dance, motherfucker. Yeah. Wait, he knew who's gonna die and still wasn't backing down. You can see the fear in his eyes, but he's like, "Fuck it, I'm going out."
That was almost Lone Ranger. That was Lone almost Ranger. A character arc for him because he's kind of like a tool. Like when you first meet the guy,
right? You think he is, but he shows that he is the Lone Ranger.
Correct.
Yes.
And
correct.
That's what I loved about him, bro. Yes, because at first you're like, "This guy's a dick."
He always plays a dick.
Yeah. He always plays a dick. You know what I'm saying? This one, he proved that he was the Lone Ranger.
Yep.
He went out guns blazing. I that last scene, Danny Glover's the only one to go. Later on they will, but he went toe to toe with the Predator with his
own right weapon.
And he was like, when they all came out,
he was like, "Who's next?" Cloaks,
who's next? Like, fuck it.
Yeah,
that was, you know, and to me, I was like, he's fucking down. He's like, fuck it. Who wants him? And here's the thing, that was a good battle. You know what was dope too was that a little bit of an ASMR moment when you see the Predator trying to heal himself. So I like how he broke out his med kit.
Yes,
he took material from the bathroom, crumbled up the tile to make it to a jelly to. Yep. Yep. To
so dope.
That's what that was.
To heal the burn, right? Yep. And then he had some other things that he was gonna do.
Yep.
And then he felt like he was interrupted. And you see Danny Glover in the window trying to slide down. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you see Predator like, "Fuck me!" So he comes out from the bathroom,
all frustrated.
Yeah, which was dope because it shows.
And you know, and sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say it shows they got personality. They're not mindless. They're not drones.
Right.
I mean, we can't understand what they're saying, but they have human-like emotions because he got frustrated, like you said. Right. He came out the bathroom right, like, "Fuck me."
Oh, so when he saw Glover, then that's when he was frustrated? Right.
Okay. Yes, because he started running back to the ship. Like, he was like, "Fuck, like I can't kill this one fucking dude. He's fucking it up for me."
So, we're going to touch on humor in these movies later on. And the part with the old lady, and she's like, whatever the husband is.
That was dope.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And he's in the bathroom and stuff like that. So that part worked.
Girl, I think because there's someone in there.
Serious. The whole movie's serious, and when you have a little drop of comedy, it's okay, and it worked.
That didn't bother me.
Yeah. What I was saying, I didn't like Danny Glover as the main guy. It's because I watched it, rented it, didn't see it in the theater. I rented it, and then I was like, "It's not Arnold." And then when I owned them, I bought both of them back to back because VHSs in the mid 1990s were
out to Best Buy
were a little cheaper. Yes, so I bought both of them at the same time, and then that's when I fell in love with it. You got the alien skull.
And the T-Rex? Started. Was that a T-Rex in there too?
A T-Rex was
there.
It
looked like a mutated T-Rex.
It sure did. It looked
and then
different.
He gave him the famous gun, which is now they keep recycling. But
which is dope. But we'll get into it.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was the gun, from the guy from Prey.
All right.
And I think Predator 2 super underrated as a sequel, and just as one of the top action movies of the 90s, I think it's very underrated.
But
I could throw it on right after, and I have many times.
Let me jump in there, though. This is some of the things that some of the hurdles it went up against. So it came out in November of 1990.
Right.
So you had Dances with Wolves,
Home Alone,
Three Men and a Little Lady, and like you said, the biggest movie of the fucking year, Home Alone.
Home Alone, gang.
So it only hit top four when it first came out. It only was able to do top four.
Yeah.
Right, because you already had heavy competition. Now, Kevin Costner, we talked about him, big movie star, huge name. Dances with Wolves, I believe, was a
monster smash.
Right, and then
I've never seen it though to this day.
And then you had Three Men and a Little Lady, which was a follow up to Three Men and a Baby. People were waiting for that one, and then, dude, it got decimated by Home Alone. And Home Alone was fucking awesome.
Which was a sleeper hit.
You know what? I think Predator, and again, we know how things work in Hollywood, and it wasn't to his detriment, but. Had it been made a little bit sooner, it probably should have been scheduled for the
August.
I would say even May.
Really?
I would say it would have been a great way to kick off.
It feels like an August movie to me. Like August, September.
I felt like it was a May movie.
Yeah.
Like it would have been a great way to kick off, to me anyway. Like I said, to me it felt like a May movie, but again, to you.
I think they try to keep it away from Total Recall? Because Total Recall came out like, was it August of 90 or was it July of August?
Wasn't it 89?
July of 90. No, Total Recall is 90.
Oh, then you might be right on that.
Maybe they were trying to keep it away from Arnold.
You know, you may be right. But he was crazy, though. When I was watching, so on the Blu-ray, you could see all the trailers, right? The original trailer said Christmas 1990, and then I guess for whatever reason, they bumped it up. So I don't know if it why they bumped it up. I don't know if it was, who knows why they bumped it up. I don't know if it was Home Alone was getting great reviews, not getting great reviews, but
it was just killing it.
It was just a buzz. Was it a buzz saying, "Hey, we got this movie coming up in Christmas," that they bumped it up from Christmas to November? But for whatever reason, it had, dude, no matter what came out, it was not going to succeed against those three movies, especially Home Alone.
June 1, 1990 was Total Recall.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let's move on. Okay. AVP, right?
Yeah, is that AVP, the next one? That's the next one.